Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, kneeling and asking a certain thing of him. He said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Command that these, my two sons, may sit, one on your right hand, and one on your left hand, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup, but to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it is for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard it, they were indignant with the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them, and said, "You know that the rulers of the nations lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It will not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." As they went out from Jericho, a large crowd followed him. And look, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, shouted, "Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David." The crowd rebuked them, telling them that they should be quiet, but they shouted even more, "Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David." Jesus stood still, and called them, and asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" They told him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." Jesus, being moved with compassion, touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received their sight, and they followed him.